Good morning, and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Legos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. We have quite a show for you today, but the biggest highlight of the day so far is Vinny Driscoll, our phone guy. He got like 10 inches of hair cut off, and we're deciding if he looks like Wolowitz from The Big Bang Theory or
Artie from Glee.
Artie from
That's
Glee.
That's what Michelle
he's
said.
Vinny, I think you need
Glee.
To get in front of the camera, and then that way our listeners
But you need to dance.
Anyway, so yes. Yeah. Fresh cut, but not clean shaven. There he goes. Vinny Driscoll, everyone. Let us know your thoughts.
And we're all here for the first time.
We are all here. We've been at various shows. And we will definitely not all be here next week because...
Practically none of us will be, in fact.
I think 4 out of 5 of us are going to ASI Dallas.
You're not going?
Which is going to be next week. And lots of goings on there. Andy Cohn, you're going to be leading a session there.
All sorts of sessions.
Social media luncheon, free luncheon with Andy
Cohn.
Yeah,
come join us. Let's talk social media.
Who wouldn't want to go to that?
Anybody?
No one.
Anybody?
I'll be there.
Joe Haley, you're going to be talking about video.
Video.
Yes.
Video, YouTube, how to do it, how to create it, why to use it.
All right. We got lots of good things going on in Dallas. Plus, we're all going to meet Emmett Smith, which I know Woo-hoo. Is the reason Kathy is going
to. I'm going to tackle him. Or dance with him.
You won't be doing anything of the sort.
And Michelle Bell is going to be here holding down the fort, which is
scary.
Tough job. Hey, guys, before we move on, there's a couple really super exciting things happening at ASI.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think all of you know about. Number one, we are just announcing the first ever Counselor Magazine Best Places to Work, the conference. It's going to be November 21st in Santa Barbara, and we're going to have a full day slate of great education. A bunch of companies from Best Place to Work are going to come in and share their secrets for creating great workplace cultures. We're going to have a cocktail party. Andy, we're going to have fun, aren't we?
Oh, we're going to have fun.
Before that, though, Kathy, is ASI Power Summit Canada edition.
Eh?
Kathy, you add so much to the party.
In Banff, June 12th through 14th at the Fairmont Banff Springs. Everybody's going to hear a lot more about those events coming up soon, but we got a lot of good things going on along with our regular shows and our regular ASI Power Summit, which is going to be in September in Park City, Utah.
September this year.
Huh. Yes. So we're going to be busy little bees, aren't we, Joe?
We are.
All right. Well, today's call-in question is how to get clients to be your biggest advocate and generate sales. We know Kathy Houston is big on referrals, and
Tom is
talking about how to get referrals.
Definitely.
So maybe she'll weigh in on this call.
Perhaps.
If you want to give us a call us now, 215-953-4979. If we put you on the line, Andy, what are we going to give you today?
We're going to give you a $25 Visa gift card. I've never asked that question, but I know the answer.
And?
Yeah.
And?
Oh, and finger puppets.
Not jazz
ASI
hands.
ASI Radio finger puppets.
You know, that topic lit up the social media networks last night and this
finger
morning.
Finger puppets?
No, the call-in topic, please.
We got lots of Facebook people who are going to weigh in on it. Again, the question is how to get clients to be your biggest advocate and generate sales. If you have any questions on that topic or ideas, call us 215-953-4979. We'll give you a Visa gift card. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Andy has a look at top tips for salary negotiation. Don't you, Andy?
I do.
Kathy's got 5 customers you should fire right now.
You're fired.
Right now, you're fired. Time management habits to master.
Where's our buddy Donald Trump?
Michelle's going to let us know that. And we also have a look at how to write a social media policy, 7 ways to be a stress-free workaholic. And if we have time, well, of course we'll have time. We're going to go through our favorite things. But let's start the whole show off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with top 40 financial news. Distributor firm 4imprint said its 2012 North American revenues increased by 14% to reach $257 million. The company also said that its North American division grew its sales by 16% in the fourth quarter. More large distributor news now. Top 40 firm Geiger said last week that it would be closing its manufacturing and printing operation, which included production of the Farmer's Almanac. The company, which announced layoffs of 75 employees as a result of the closure, is looking to sell the division in parts or as a whole. top 40 supplier Financial News. Now 3M, the parent of 3M Promotional Markets, said its revenue increased by 1% in 2012 and by 4.2% in the fourth quarter. For 2012, the office product companies' declines in Europe were offset by increases in the U.S. and China. Check out Promogram today for details. Some positive news for the U.S. economy now. A new survey from the National Association of Business Economists shows experts predicting increases in hiring and economic growth in 2013. The survey said that 34% of companies expect to expand their payrolls within the next 6 months. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
Energy socks.
What? Energy socks?
Energy socks.
Do they give you energy?
They do.
Ooh,
they do. They,
I need
they're,
them.
They're very high-tech socks, and they're used. They're created with a hollow yarn, and they infuse it with special things.
Do they give you energy?
Minerals.
Unfortunately,
I haven't tried them
You
yet.
Need sneakers to wear these.
Right, wear
they
boots,
do. And they have these. This you know minerals that absorb your oxygen and give your oxygen back to you.
Like a brew? Sounds a little
voodoo-esque. I just show them. I don't create them.
All right. Well, in just a minute, we're going to take your calls, 215-953-4979. We're going to talk about how to get clients to be your biggest advocates. In the meantime, though, we have Leighton Lee on the phone from ETS Express. He's going to give us our product safety minute. Good morning.
Good morning, ASI. How are you all?
Good.
We have a little bit of a Prius, a hybrid Prius. Product safety minute this morning, because I'm going to hit on a couple of topics that are newsworthy this morning. Most of you that are listeners might recall that we had a factory fire in Bangladesh that killed 112 people back in November. Well, unfortunately, over the weekend, another factory fire occurred in Bangladesh. And in this case, seven people were killed, mostly due to being trampled on the way out of the factory due to lack of fire escape and fire extinguishers. So I think this item highlights that we're going to see some increased scrutiny by big brands and end users that are going to be heightening their level of scrutiny on us suppliers and distributors. The second part of my talk today has to do with CalProm 65. BPA has been listed as a chemical known to cause cancer or birth defect by the state of California. So any items that might contain BPA will be subject to, within a year, to violations of Prop 65. Last, a chemical that was listed a year ago is now subject to violation, and that is the TRIS phosphate, also known as chlorinated TRIS. It is a flame retardant used in foam. And many of our products in our industry contain this TRIS phosphate, so usually used in polyurethane foam. So check your suppliers, check your factories to ensure that if your foam product contains polyurethane foam, it's very likely that it'll have the flame retardant called TRIS, and you'll have to put a warning on that. So that's it from California this morning. Thank you for your time. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, all right, Leighton. Thank you so thank much, you, Leighton, and we will speak to you next Tuesday.
Calling from
you
space.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think Alpha SETI 5. All right, we're going to take your calls now. We are asking people how we're going to talk about how to get clients to be your biggest advocate and generate sales. If you have any questions or comments, call us now, 215-953-4979 on line 4. We have Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, everybody. I want some of what all of you have first thing in the morning to sound so darn peppy.
Energy socks.
Okay. That's
lots of coffee.
I think that the main thing that comes to mind to get your clients and prospects to be your advocate would just be bribery, basically. Give them.
There it is. I like it.
It could be. Well, I'll get to the point. I'm that way. It could be something like we've done before. We had a condo at our disposal, so that made a nice thing to offer on Jacksonville Beach. and we did it for a commensurate order. It wasn't just for $500 orders, but maybe $1,500 orders. We would give them a night or two at our condo. Short of that, you could do products like tech products, just something that probably better to be out of our own business model rather than to be something outside of it.
Mm-hmm. I like
but
that.
We usually tied it to a sizable order, at least $1,000, maybe $1,500.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I think if you don't have a condo at your disposal like Ed does, maybe you treat them to a sporting event or a concert or just like movie tickets or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly, something simple. Or on an in-between note, maybe if you have a club membership, you take them to dinner or at your club.
Right.
And short of that, the products are always available to all of us.
Of course. That's a great idea.
All right, we have some Facebook comments on this topic. Sheila Berghold says, in addition to sending referrals to your clients, I think you should also personally use their services when possible. It shows you acknowledge their expertise and hopefully build a stronger personal relationship with them. In return, hopefully you receive their loyalty. Joe Haley, what do you think about that?
I think it's a good idea. So absolutely. In other words, if you want them to work with you,
sure.
You
and
should work with them.
And
yeah.
he's a plumber,
why
then
not
you use
check
him.
Out?
Sure. You know, if you have a cleaning service that you like, you know, mm-hmm. talk to them and ask them to use you for their marketing, and you can spread good news about them, and they can spread good news about you.
Sure, all about word of mouth. I like what Adam Brown has to say from Motivators. He says it's all in the details. You separate yourself from others by going above and beyond. Surprise them with a spec sample or virtual they didn't ask for. Get them a tracking number before they ask. It's not just about taking the order and delivering merchandise. It's about delivering the unexpected. I like
that's
that.
That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let's see. We have a question on this topic from Stephanie Sims Arnold. She says, what do you do as a brand new business to promote brand equity and produce a client sales advocate? Okay, so you have very few clients. You're new. How do you build business?
You do what that previous guy wrote in and said, you over-deliver, essentially. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you exceed their expectations on every order, and that's how you turn clients into really satisfied mm-hmm. customers who are willing to give you referrals and advocate for you as a supplier of promotional products.
I would also ask them if they would mind if you put a case history about what you did for them on your website.
Yeah.
Yeah, get testimonials mm-hmm. from your clients as soon as possible, mm-hmm. right?
Definitely.
Client, as many as you can.
And to build up your client base, of course, do direct mail, like we always mm-hmm. recommend.
I also think as it relates to referrals, I think for some reason people are just reluctant to ask. Mm-hmm. You provide a good service, you deliver products on time, you offer ideas that help clients in their marketing efforts or their recruiting efforts or whatever it may be. At the end of that process, just ask them if there's anybody else they know that could use your services.
And you know what? They're always happy to help. If they're happy with what you've done for them, they're happy to help.
It's a question. They could say no. They could say, you know what, let me think about it and I'll get back to you. And they might never get back to you. But it's something that you could follow up on again with them. It's a reason to call them back. It gives you another talking point that people should obviously leave a conversation with.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, on line one, we have Martin, who's got a question on this topic this morning. Good morning, Martin.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Great, thanks. What's your question?
Well, I have a little question, about etiquette here. I have a really good client who works in an office complex with some other companies who I would be interested in working with. So is it appropriate for me to ask my client to make some introductions for me to these other potential clients?
Sure, why not? Have an open house and invite all of them. Mm-hmm. And, they can be the person, the catalyst, say, oh, yeah, you should really go to this thing. He's a good guy, and he's going to show you what he can do for your business.
And if you feel like you're overstepping bounds with the kind of introduction aspect, don't worry about that. Just ask for referrals, ask for names of people that would be decision makers or people that would be interested in your products and services, and then just use that person in your first communication with them. I mean, that's enough of a referral. You don't necessarily need the introduction. Introduction is probably best, but if you feel like that's overstepping or you feel like that client of yours might be reluctant to step up and do that introduction, then just use a name. Get names and use that satisfied client's name as somebody that referred you to them.
I think to tack on Joe's idea, you could have have an open house, have a luncheon, mm-hmm. maybe in the lobby of the place, bring lunch in, have a brunch, and invite people, maybe three key people from each company that you want to penetrate, to come down and join.
Even better, do happy hour.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, we like that.
I got everybody's attention with that.
Now, Kathy, we've been talking about some, you know, big ways to get referrals. What are some things you can do routinely every day in your job to get referrals? I mean, you've talked about a lot of strategies and advantages.
Yeah, well, I would say, like, what Ed was saying, give them something in return for their referrals. And it could be just spec samples that they didn't expect, like I think Joe is touching on, a gift for referrals, you know, or like I said, send them to the movies or a concert or sporting event if they give you a referral that leads to a really big order. And like I was saying with Andy, just ask for referrals, and if they're happy with your services, they'll be happy to refer you.
You can even include something at the end of your email, which I've seen people, you know, if you were happy with my service today, please tell your friends.
Yeah, that's
you know,
an excellent point.
Automatic things. Like
every time you follow up and they say, yeah, everything was perfect, it was great, thank you so much, say, can you refer me to anybody? I'd like you to pass my name along if you come across anybody who could use these services.
I've seen distributors put it on invoices.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Perfect way just to be doing it every day.
Exactly.
Right. All right. We're going to pause for a message from one of today's show sponsors. When we return, we're going to take more of your phone calls.
Have you outgrown your current order management software? ASI Computer Systems and ASI SmartBooks will streamline your business. From accounting and marketing to order management and shipping, ASI SmartBooks manages all aspects of your business with one software solution, specifically designed for the advertising specialty industry and fully integrated with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Spend less time organizing and more time making sales. Call 1-800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to grow your business with ASI SmartBooks. Get ASI SmartBooks.
Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. We are talking about how to get clients to be your biggest advocate. On line three, we have Jane. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Jane, what's your question today?
I actually have a question about having clients spread the word about my marketing services. I recently saved one of my clients' butts by delivering a really creative campaign on time and under budget. Mm-hmm. And they're thrilled, but I like to spread the word about my services. Do you have any ideas for me?
You know, one of the things we haven't touched on is using social media, asking your clients to use their Facebook pages to, you know, tout your services and, you know, how you really help them. So that's an idea. If they tweet, ask them to tweet that out too, because if they have followers, you know, and business associates, they might, you know, see that. So.
And put a testimonial from them on your Facebook page. I've seen a lot of suppliers do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. What about asking for referrals within their own company too? Mm-hmm. Hey, your HR department, you know, did a great job, you know, really did well with my promotion. Is there anyone in your marketing department I could talk mm-hmm. to? Or,
right. Or your safety programs. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The health and, you know, the health and wellness.
Yes, as we know, in an article you wrote recently, Kath, there's how many contacts average in a company?
At least 10. There's a ton of them. You just have to dig.
A mid-sized mm-hmm. company, there could be, you know, mm-hmm. dozens of people that might be wanting to buy your products
right.
and use your services. Mm-hmm. Any other ideas for Jane?
I think it's just important to keep spreading it as case studies, essentially, like Michelle said earlier. Put a case study on your website of exactly how it happened. If the client mm-hmm. Isn't willing to put their name to it, you could still write a case study that is generic and doesn't name the client but talks sure. about the campaign and the marketing services that you provided.
Sure.
Also, send your case studies to us at Advantages, and we will get you free publicity.
We will.
Is it cheesy to offer clients something like, you know, if you, you know, refer me 5 different times, your name goes in a drawing to win an iPad, something like
no,
that?
No, I think distributors do that all the time. Yeah. One distributor I know who's really successful that I interviewed once, you know, she has a lot of girlfriends, and she would offer coach clutch purses to whoever gave her a client that gave her a certain amount of business. And her friends were going crazy trying to find her clients. And it was very successful. I mean, she knew her market. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it worked. So
again, it's bribery.
Yes. Yep.
But bribery
works.
I love
works. Bribery. I live by bribery.
You do live by bribery. It's true.
Yeah. Anyway, good luck, Jane. We hope it gave you some ideas. And stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thanks.
All right, Michelle, we all struggle from time to time with time management, but you have some great habits you're going to tell us about today that will be helpful.
Courtesy of guess who? Benjamin Franklin.
Oh. Oh.
Okay. Do we know that
the habits are courtesy of Ben Franklin?
Yes.
Kind of. So nearly 300 years ago, good old Ben Franklin came up with an approach to changing habits that has yet to be surpassed. Who knew that in his heyday, he was quite the little libertine, Benjamin Franklin?
I believe it.
Yeah, he was, loved the ladies and liked his cocktails.
They all
liked
did. All those founding fathers.
Yeah. So he lived just down the street from here. You know, I mean, we are right by Philly. Right?
Oh, okay. Yep. I thought you meant Trevo's.
So yeah, down the street from Trevo's.
Yeah, in the apartments, the Garden City apartments.
So he decided it was time to straighten out his act, and he developed a list of 13 virtues that he jotted down, and what he would do is that he would look at them every day and try to work on one. So he took it in bite-sized pieces that were much more manageable.
Do you think we have any of these virtues? This is going to be
good. Nobody here.
I definitely have
one. I think some of us do.
So time management experts did was they took Benjamin Franklin's list and kind of tweaked it for today's, you know, business setting. So we have three things that really make the list work are that you commit to new behavior, that you work at only one habit at a time, so decide on something every day and just focus on that, and put in place visual reminders, so make lists. They say lists are a big, big part of this. So for example, habit number one could be strive to be authentic. Be honest with yourself about what you can do, what your limitations are, and why you do what you do.
I don't know why I do what I do.
Why you do what you do wrong?
What your motivations are, yeah. Like what's precipitating your bad behavior, what's making you do certain things that you fall into the habits of. Maintain a lifestyle that will give you maximum energy. So, for example, perhaps doing aerobic exercise 3 times a week.
With your energy socks on.
Well, Michelle's laughing about that.
There's no one
but yet I know that you do. Right. I know you do Zumba.
I do.
Michelle does Zumba at least 5 times a week. Yeah. She's laughing.
Turn down things.
I didn't know they had Zumba in bars.
Yeah, they should, though. Turn down things that are inconsistent with your priorities. So get good at saying no to other people.
You know, that's a big one, though. That actually is a big one, because that's what causes people to lose the right course that they're on. Yeah.
What if you say no and it doesn't work?
Say no and do so frequently is the second part of that advice.
If you say it 3 times,
look for ways of doing things better and faster. So constantly be on the lookout for ways to improve and tweak the processes that you use. And again, just choose one of these to focus on. If you take one a week, they say that this is a really good way to improve, you know, the way that you conduct yourself at work. The last one would be finish what's important and stop doing what's no longer worthwhile. So don't stop doing what's considered worth starting unless there's a good reason to give it up.
You know what the problem is? I think people don't often know what's not worthwhile, honestly.
You got to be able to assess that.
Yeah, you have to analyze how your time is best spent.
That was the last tip, so maybe they wanted you to work through. We'll put all of these tips online on ASICentral.com/radio.
You know, I think people really do need to delve into their day and sort of see where their time is best spent.
You know what's not worthwhile? Bring
it on.
Having meetings for the sake of having meetings.
I agree
with
that.
We have a Tuesday meeting. Okay, well, cancel it one Tuesday if you have nothing to talk about. But some people, they just get in the habit. Okay, we have a meeting.
That's true.
So, there's a Tuesday morning meeting I sit through that could be not helpful.
Oh, yeah. That is a time sapper.
And I said no. I stopped going.
Andy Cohn, everyone wants a raise. What are some tips for salary negotiation?
All right, I'm going to give you some tips. So the first is to aim high but be realistic. So it's important to be bold, as people want to know that you're achieving, you're striving for something big. But you have to be realistic about what the organization's goals are and how you fit into that. And, you can't say I want 100% pay raise because that's most likely not going to happen.
That'd be awesome, though.
Wouldn't it? Tell me about it. It'd be sweet. Second is to use data. Back up your cause with, clear-cut info. Say exactly how you helped the organization. Say, if you're a salesperson, then talk about the revenue that you brought in and how it's increased the top line and bottom line for the company. If you're a customer service person, then you talk about how you enhance the customer experience and how you basically save business for the company. So use data that, can give your boss and the organization overall some clear-cut evidence that, you're contributing to the company's goals. And last is to be flexible and creative. It's not all about salary. You know, we're talking about raises here, but it doesn't all have to be about salary. You can use things like vacation, increased responsibilities, different types of benefits, one-time bonuses. You know, so try to be creative to the organization. As I said earlier, you know, be realistic. You're not getting 100% base salary raise, but maybe there are other things that the organization can give you.
Those are really good tips. Can I say my tips for what not to do? And I know that you guys have probably heard this before.
So you're the Captain Killjoy now?
No, I'm just saying that some people
she's the boss.
I've heard these are real life cases where people have come to ask for a raise and use personal reasons as a
that is not a reason. Good reason. I agree
such
with that.
As, and these are real scenarios. I just bought a house and now I can't afford to pay the mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
Not a good
so
reason.
That's my fault. My girlfriend broke up with me and now I can't afford my half of the rent. That's another one. Just bought a car. You know, these are all things obviously that you know, it that's all very sorry for you, but that, you know, your boss is not responsible for giving
I'm
you
a I'm having a baby, and I need you to pay for its college tuition.
Congratulations, Kathy.
Exactly. I think you need that
we
now.
Didn't know.
I do need that now.
But, you know, keep it all based on the job, as Andy said, and performance. One thing that I've seen people have great success with is if you start a job, and then a few years later you've increased your responsibilities, you know, make a list of what you were hired to do and make a list of what you do now and show it to your boss. That's very effective. That mm-hmm, shows, mm-hmm. you know, that you're deserving of something more.
Right.
But again, I would keep it to work and not personal. That's my two cents.
Well, I think that's the type of clear-cut information that I was talking about. You know, not everybody's a salesperson and has, like, revenue data that they can provide.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something that you could provide that gives evidence of the difference that you've
show
made to the company.
Show them how great you are. If mm-hmm. you can prove that.
Show them how great you are.
Yes.
What if somebody marched in and said, unless I get a raise, I refuse to work another day?
You know, someone Goodbye. Did that once. When I first started here, and then I called that person and I'm like, come in, I need you. And she came in. And
yet, look, she's still here 8 years later.
She's the employee of the year. 8 years later.
Lucky us.
So you have to be firm with those people, I believe.
No matter how much we try, she's still here.
All right, Joe
no
Haley.
No matter how much What's she up? Tries.
A lot of companies are doing a lot of great stuff with social media.
Yes, they are.
But it's important to have a social media policy. Why is that, and how do you do it?
Well, the thing is, one, it's like there might be a number of different people who are engaged in social media on behalf of the company. So sure. You got to make sure everyone's on the same boat. So they have 10 tips here, how to write a social media policy in business. I'm going to give you a few of them. And this was compiled by Steve Nichols. He's the author of Social Media in Business. And he's an international speaker. He knows everything about social media. The first thing you need to do is create a task force. Okay, they suggest using everyone in upper management, making sure that you know everyone's on the same page, because someone in IT might have different views than someone in marketing, editorial, and sales and stuff. So everyone's got to be on the same page there. So you want to include everyone. Accountability. You got to make sure that everyone's accountable for what they do with social media, whether it's on their Facebook page, through Twitter, Pinterest. All those things. You got to make sure everyone's accountable for what they do. So if you do something, make sure you're accountable. Regularly review and update the policy because things do change. Things do change. And you got to make sure that everyone knows who it applies to, whether it applies to just the employees who are tasked with that, or if employees go home, you want to make sure they're not saying negative things about the company on their own personal pages.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We will post these online.
Thank you very much. And in Dallas next week, we're going to have a whole day-long track on Education Day devoted to social media. So
cool.
Come check that out. There's lots of great stuff on there. Now is Michelle's favorite part of the show, where we all talk about our favorite products of the week. Michelle, what do you have?
Mine is from Logomark, ASI 67866, and it is a 5-piece steel cheese set with wood handles. I think it's because I just came back from France. You cannot get bad cheese in France.
Really?
What was your favorite cheese that you had?
It was
the name?
A really smooth brie that was fabulous. Ooh. Creamy. Yeah.
All right, Joe, what's your favorite product?
These are emergency kits, and how it works, you have one for car seat, and you have one for people who wear helmets. So it could be kids riding bikes. It could be people out there on the construction site. And how it works, you have a sticker that directs you to another sticker with the car seat. This goes near the door, and this goes on the back of the car seat for the helmet. This goes on the outside of the helmet, on the inside of the helmet. That has the contact information. So in case someone's riding a bike, they have an accident, they're unconscious.
God forbid.
EMTs can say, ooh, there's contact information with they're allergic to and all that. You can get these from eFamily Safety, and they can be found at www.nationalemergencyid.com.
Andy, what's your favorite product?
So the flu and lots of sickness is going around, right? That's big these days. So this is a flexible plastic germ block that can be put on doorknobs and handles to any public area. And it is available from WillSpeed Technology, which is ASI 97201. Check it out online now at asicentral.com/radio.
Kathy, bring us home.
Vitronic Promotional Group, ASI 93990, has adorable new drawstring bags that I think would be great for schools and daycare and summer camps. They're called the Paws and Claws drawstring bags, and they're like 3D, and they have ears and feet. Aww. And they come in like monkeys, pigs, all different kind of animals. They're really cute. So check them out.
All right, you can check out all these products on asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time. Thanks for listening. Check in with us again same time
next week.
Wow, I can't talk. When we'll all be headed to Dallas for a great ASI Dallas show. Get more information at asishow.com. Have a great week, everyone.